All right, Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes.
Now he's
in Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, "Umisha Yachmir al Atzmo." If someone is Machmir on themselves, the Lo Yishdechutz Sukkah Filamayim, and they choose not to drink water even outside of the sukkah, even water, they don't want to do anything, eat or drink outside of the sukkah. Hariz Hamashubach, it is praseworthy to do so. The Savshila Asa Mechamishas Minim, a cooked food, which is made out of. Chamesh Esminim, one of the five grains. Im Kovel of Chashiv Keva Vitzarech Sukkah. If you make it into a meal, so that is considered to be a kvias, and that does require sukkah. Because we saw the only thing that really requires sukkah maker then is a meal, bread. So now we see already, even something from the Chamesh Esminei Dagon, if you're Koveon, if you make it into a meal, then it is considered to be obligated in a sukkah also. The Mishnah Berurah explains it means that you eat with a group of people or you eat enough of an amount which could consider to be a shir kviyah. So when it comes to, let's say, washing on possible b'kisnin, it's a machlokas whether it's the amount of three or four beitzim or it's just what's considered, what people consider a meal. A meal of crackers that people consider a meal. So we would say probably the same thing regarding this also. That if you're eating enough that it would be considered a meal, then you would have to eat it in the sukkah. The Magen Avraham asks on this and says that it's dino mamish kamo bapas, that if it's, as long as it's a little bit more than a beitza, that's going to be chayav in sukkah. And therefore, you can eat that outside of a sukkah. However, that's only what needs to be eaten in the sukkah, that any mizonos, which is more than a kabeitza, you would need to eat in the sukkah. But to make a leishev on it, the Achronim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah say that you should not eat, you should not make a leishev on mizonos unless you're actually making it into a meal. And the Haskam of the Achronim is that one should be machmir to eat basar and dagim and gvina in the sukkah. So everything should really be eating in the sukkah if possible. But again, when it comes to making a leishev basukkah, that is not the halacha is going to be different. Sounds like you'd only make a leishev if you're actually eating a meal. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, if you're using it to be Yotzei Kiddush and Makom Suda, so the Mishnah Berurah says Pashat, that you would make a leishev basukkah on it, because that's for sure going to be called a meal in such a case. But in order to get out of any chashash bracha levatala, the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing is to do is anytime you're going to eat a mizonos, you should make a leishev on it, but you should sit in the sukkah a little bit afterwards, because really, according to many poskim, just sitting in the sukkah counts enough to make a leishev basukkah. But then the question is, what are you actually making the leishev on? Is the leishev on the sitting, or is it on the mizonos? And the nafkamina is, when should you make the leishev basukkah? Because if you're really making the leishev basukkah on the mizonos, so then you can make your berurim in mizonos, then your leishev basukkah, and then eat, and it's not a hefsek. But if the leishev basukkah is really on the sitting, and it has nothing to do with the eating of the mizonos, so if you were to make the leishev after the mizonos, that would count as a hefsek before eating. And therefore, really, you should make the leishev basukkah before you make the mizonos, or maybe even after you eat the mizonos. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should really make the leishev basukkah before you make your berurim in mizonos, because the real bracha that you're making is on the sitting in the sukkah and not the actual eating. And that's what Joseph told us he always is not good to do, to make the leishev basukkah before he makes the mizonos. The Ramah continues, Mashnogin lahakel achshav b'sheinish ein yishein b'sukkah rakam dakim mitzvos. Only the people who really care about mitzvos sleep in the sukkah nowadays. Most people don't sleep in the sukkah. Yesh or mishum tzina, maybe it's because it's really cold. Yesh sar lishum makom asakarim, because it's painful to sleep in such a cold place, and therefore if you don't have a blanket or something like that, for sure you would be putter. The linear says the Ramah, a different reason, mishum de mitzvah sukkah ishu beso ish v'isho kedach shu dar kol hashana. You're supposed to live the same way that you live the rest of the year. But if you're not going to be able to sleep with your wife because you don't have your own private sukkah, so then you're not chayav to sleep in the sukkah. Or maybe your wife is really uncomfortable sleeping outside in the sukkah, so for her it's mitzdayer. So then Mela becomes mitzdayer for you also, and you wouldn't have to sleep in the sukkah either. So two possible reasons, according to the Ramah, why you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. One is because it's really cold. The other is because your wife, you can't sleep with your wife, obviously.
Not for me, if you're married.
If you're married or not. The Tov Lahachmer, Belios Shami Mishto, Kamo Shehum, Dar Kol Hashana, Emef Shar Elios Losukkah Miuchedes. The Ramah says, obviously, it's best to sleep in the sukkah with your wife, if possible. And the Vilna Gaon says, for sure, you're not going to be putter just because of this. Magen Avraham also says, you shouldn't be putter because of this. Everyone tries to give their own reasons why it is that people don't sleep in the sukkah, but obviously the best thing to do is to sleep in the sukkah, unless you have cats crawling all over you. So then you'd be putter, or a skunk also, you'd be putter in that